Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Success Circle Business Accelerator call. I'm Lisa Menini. I want to welcome everyone. If this is your first time, this is the Business Accelerator call, and it is about manifesting leads out of thin air. And I have a special guest with me today, lead generation expert Jane Birch. But before we go there, what are the Business Accelerator calls all about? For those of you that are new, the Business Accelerator calls happen every second Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And make sure you get that systematized on your calendar. Again, that's Tuesday, the second Tuesday of every month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. As you know, as part of the Success Circle Elite program, if you're a part of that, then you know you not only get a recording of this call, but you also get a CD in the mail. So you can listen to it over and over. Speaking of past audio recordings, you do want to tap into the audio library because we have past recordings of these Business Accelerator calls in there that you can download. For example, some of them are Create a Signature System That Sells, Outsource for Profit, Pinterest for Business, Get Down to Business with Facebook, Boost Sales with Targeted Teleseminars, Make More Money with Your Own Recurring Referral System. I mean, we've got just a whole library of very usable, easily implementable systems and ideas in those past business accelerator calls. So feel free to download them, put them to a CD, listen to them on your commute. Well worth it, so make sure you tap into those resources. I also want to remind everybody about the brand new Influencers Exchange calls. What are those all about? Well, you can register for as many as you would like, and the purpose of those calls is to grow your influence. So here's how those influencer call exchange calls are going to work. Again, you can register for as many as you want. You can do that by signing into the Success Circle site. And when you do, there's a limit to 4 people. The reason for that is because you're going to do what's called an ask. You're going to and I'll explain more on the influencer exchange calls. So you don't feel you're going on the first call, you don't feel like you have to be ready for that call. So I'll explain this all on the call, and an ask is simply a way of growing your influence and your impact. And I'll share with you on each call what makes a really great ask. We also want to make sure that you create great relationships during that process. So again, we're going to give you a lot of really great tools to help you grow your referral system. So each influencer exchange call, you're going to get a brand new tip on how to increase your referral systems. So all of this is available to you through the Success Circle. And I just want to let you know about some upcoming events. As you know, you get a weekly blog and weekly training video that is available on my blog. So you can tap into that every Thursday that comes out. And also wanted to let you know that the LinkedIn expert, Nathan Keithman, if the name sounds familiar, he is scheduled for later this year to talk to all you Success Circle members. And what's great about that is he's going to give us some really great insider secrets to LinkedIn. Well, he's coming on my radio show, too. So he'll be on my radio show on May 22nd. But you're going to get something extra as a Success Circle member. So you want to listen in again. That's on May 22nd at 9 a.m. Also want to let you know about some upcoming events. I know many of you are out there. You're saying, I want to publish a book. In fact, you want to self-publish your book. So mark your calendar for August 28th through the 30th. I have a brand new program that's coming up. It's a teleseminar series, so you don't have to travel anywhere to be able to tap into how to self-publish your book and achieve bestseller status with the Bestseller Profit System series. And so that is currently available that you can register right online under events, virtual events, on the website of accelerateassociates.com. So you can register for that right away, actually. The other event that's coming up is closer. It's in June, June 26th through 28th. It's called Wired to Win, Your Path to Passion, purpose, and profit. Now, what that's all about is, I know many of you have had questions about, you know, how do I find out exactly how I'm hardwired? And I do that through a tool that I use in my practice called the Acumax Index. But more importantly, it's how do you set up your business model based on how you're hardwired? Who are the best people to hire for certain jobs for you, whether it's independent contractors or employees? How do you really identify what your purpose is in life so that you can become very focused? All of that is going to be in a step-by-step series that I'm offering called Wired to Win. Even in the sales process, many of you already know how important it is to understand how people like to give and receive their information. So you're going to get all of that in a teleseminar series. We don't have the registration up for that particular event just yet. We're fine-tuning some things on the registration site, but as soon as we do, we'll make sure that we notify everybody so that the Success Circle members can get first dibs in getting into that program. Again, it's going to be a series, the 26th, 27th, and 28th of June. So I know that's coming up, and we'll give you that, get more information on that as soon as possible. So those were some of the upcoming events and announcements, and I am just so delighted to have today my guest here that I know many of you met at the last Wake Up Profitable Intensive. Her name is Jane Birch, and she is the founder of Web Enterprise Development and creator of the Marketing Monsoon System. She helps business owners unleash the power of the Internet to build their businesses. I know she personally has been just tremendously instrumental in helping me with my lead generation systems. And I'll share more about the results that I've had when I first started in just a little bit. But Jane is a lifelong entrepreneur. She got started in internet marketing as a means to market her other profession, which was business coaching and consulting. And she believes that internet marketing is a must-have business skill set in the new information age, and I completely agree with her. She discovered a well-optimized website is essential to being that business generator, and so she created what's called the Marketing Monsoon System, which is a set of powerful web marketing strategies from her own successful internet marketing experience. And she applies these same techniques, such as finding just the long keyword phrases and how to index and rank in a matter of days. It does work because I've tried it, and I'm doing it. So she's going to share with us in the Success Circle today all about manifesting leads out of thin air. So exactly what is a lead generation system, how it differs from having a website or even a Facebook page, precisely how online lead generation will help your business, if lead generation can work with any kind of business, exactly how a lead generation system continuously fills your prospect pipeline, the parts to a lead generation system and what most entrepreneurs are missing in their lead generation system, and what resources you have that will help you master the lead generation. So all of that we're going to pile on for today. So Jane, welcome to the Success Circle.
Hi, Lisa. I'm really glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, let's get started with, I think one of the first things that people have, what specifically is lead generation? How would you define it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really glad that you asked that. I get asked that a lot. You know, the problem today, Lisa, is that, it's just in the last 5 years that most businesses even have a website. In fact, in 2010, only 50% of businesses had one. But even today, most businesses would say that a website isn't making them money. And you know what? They'd be right. Mm-hmm. Because a lead generation with a website is really about how you use it. There's So as a lead generation expert, I've noticed that there are three strategies particularly that you need to use with your website. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go over those more specifically a little bit. But what they are is you need to get found, and you need to be visible and attractive to your ideal client online. You need to capture their, that's the actual lead. You need to capture their information with when you give an what I call an opt-in opportunity, mm-hmm. And it can be on your website. And the third is to follow up consistently. And the lead generation system is great for that because it allows you to allows you to automate your follow-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's a biggie because, you know, I read a stat somewhere that only 20% of leads are actually followed up on. And I'm thinking, that's a whole lot of money on the table, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I know a lot of people, you probably get this question a lot. Well, you know, is a lead generation system the same as having a website? Or how does that differ from a Facebook page? So how would you answer their question?
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of people today have a website and they're, you know, really busy counting, you know, the hits that they have and or the, the number of fans that they have on their Facebook page or contacts on their LinkedIn. And, you know, Lisa, these aren't really leads. Mm-hmm. I just want to make that distinction that a lead is something very different in that a lead is someone who really gives you permission. You know, we call it permission-based marketing. They give you permission to contact them in the future. And you don't really have that with the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's good to have, you know, it's great to have that visibility. Your Facebook page, your website are the vehicles that allow you to have visibility online. And that, you know, that's really where your ideal client is first going to find you. But with a lead generation system, you're pulling those people into your a website perhaps or some other vehicle that allows them to opt in. You know, that's the real key there.
Mm-hmm. Now, give some symptoms or signs that how online lead generation would help a person's business.
Well, sure. Well, the first thing is that you're having trouble meeting the right people. Mm-hmm. And you may be going out to networking, to chamber meetings, or, you know, any number of network meetings, and you're just meeting a lot of people. But you're not really getting results from the work that you're doing. Or maybe you're even cold calling. I mean, I know people that are still, you know, still cold calling, trying to mm-hmm. get, you know, business in the door. So, but, you know, what's happening right now is that much of that networking is moving online. Mm-hmm. You know, LinkedIn is really big right now. So if you're having trouble, you know, getting to the right people, but also, you know, the people you're meeting with, maybe you're meeting with a lot of, you know, what I call tire kickers. Mm-hmm. You know, these are people who want you to do a lot of work, to, you know, give them consulting, give them a lot of information, but they're really not really intending to buy. So you're wasting a lot of your information, and part of the problem with that is they're not really, they haven't really been pre-educated. Mm-hmm. You know, you're spending a lot of that time educating people until they finally decide, oh, no, this isn't for me, or, you know, that few percentage may decide that, you know, you have what you're offering is what they want, but, you know, you've already spent a lot of time, you know, in that process.
Mm-hmm.
So another sign is that perhaps you're not following up, and you just said that 20% of people, you know, don't, you know, they don't follow up on, or only follow up on 20%. Is that, that's
yeah, they only follow up on 20%. So 80%
right.
is slipping through.
Right. You know, mm-hmm. I tend to think that that's even high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. I think that often, you know, we don't follow up on most of them. So, if that's you, if you're having trouble kind of keeping that follow-up organized, the lead generation system is perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, with respect to the cold calling, it's actually more push marketing than it
mm-hmm.
is, let me attract them, let me bring them in, and helping reverse that sales process, right?
Exactly.
Bring them to me, help them select me, rather than me pushing hard to get them to sign up with me. It's just a different energy.
Well, it's a different energy, and frankly, it doesn't work very well these days because I don't know about you, but any time I see a number that I don't know coming in on my phone,
yeah.
I generally let it go to voicemail.
Right, right.
You have to be really skilled to actually, you know, get somewhere with cold calling.
Yeah. Well, and the amount of time that you invest in energy you invest in doing cold calling when there's another solution that that is more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people may also ask, Jane, I'm sure you've gotten this question, does lead generation work for any kind of business?
Well, the short answer is yes.
Okay.
But the long answer is that, you know, it's the advantage of online lead generation that you don't have with just about any business, whether it's retail or a consultant, you know, you don't have the opportunity without, you know, the online lead generation to really help people get to know who you are, you know, to get to know, like, and trust you, as they mm-hmm. as they say. And that's why really what we're discovering is that even local businesses, 97% of consumers right now are going online to research a product or service, even if they're going into the store to buy it later.
How much?
Okay. 97%.
97%. That seems high. Well, no, I guess it doesn't, because they're researching online. They may go in the store, and then they go online to buy it, maybe.
Possibly. Or, you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, how many times have you, you know, thought about going to a new restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
And what do? You Google it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So it's we really, especially with mobile phones, more and more people are using their mobile phone, their smartphone, to investigate. There's a new Google app that allows you to actually speak into your mobile phone to, you know, search for a business that you're looking for. It brings up the map. It shows you how to get there. It gives you, you know, information about it. So if you're not online, you know, if you're not actually visible online, then, you know, my question is, you know, let me say this: your customer is already out there looking for you online. We know that already. So they're going to find you, or they're going to find your competitor. So, yes, it works. And the thing is that most, you know, we just have to embrace it and figure out how, you know, what are the pieces that how do we customize it for our particular business.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also show people and speak about how to effortlessly fill that client pipeline and manifest solid leads from thin air. So share with us again how a lead generation system will make that possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, first I want to clarify that, you know, a lead generation system is really pulling together a number of online marketing activities that you might already be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not getting the results. So you might be out there, you know, on social media, or you might have a website, or you might even have an opt-in form for a newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what a lead generation system does to effortlessly fill your pipeline is it gets you to be very specific about who you're trying to attract and develop content that speaks to your target market, you know, it's very attractive. And so, you know, it's out there, you know, once you put this together, it's just out there, you know, people are finding it in search, they're getting to your website where you have an opt-in that just speaks to them. You know, you want it to be something that when they get there, they say, oh my God, this is great. This is exactly what I'm looking for. You know, and they're, you know, it's a no-brainer for them to, you know, put all you're asking is for them to put in their email address and their name, and they've got this information that they've, you know, that they've been looking for. So, you know, it's out there working for you 24/7. It's like having a virtual salesperson.
Yeah. You know, I remember when we first worked together on my first lead generation system, and, you know, what, 35 new prospects in a matter of days and 71 new clients in just under 4 months, which I thought at the time was just absolutely amazing. You know, since then it's more than, you know, double, triple, quadrupled over time as you get more and more traffic to it, as it gets up in the Google rankings. But, you know, it just shifts the whole energy of getting clients, right? And it just makes it so much easier in getting people through the pipeline and in getting those systems going. What other things can you share about lead generation?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the, I like to say this is the secret to stopping cold calling is that, once you get it set up, you don't want to send your contacts, even your face-to-face networking contacts, anyplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lead generation system, if that's a website, is designed to get people to take action.
Right.
And it really qualifies them. So by going to the front door, so to speak, of your business, your lead generation system, they're making a decision. Is it somebody you want to work with, or am I not interested? And so they're either going to opt in or they're going to go away.
Right.
Okay. So that's one of the real important pieces of it, is that once you have it, you need to use it so that you're literally, there's a process that you're qualifying everybody that you meet to see whether they're actually going to be a prospect or not. But there's, I mentioned earlier that there's the three strategies.
Mm-hmm.
The first being visible and magnetic online.
Mm-hmm.
The real secret to that, Lisa, is something that you teach, and that is to really be specific and clarify who your ideal client is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who, you need to know who, you need to know what their problems and pains are so that you can begin to select keyword phrases that are important, that are going to lead them to you, so that when they search online, they're going to be finding your content and finding your lead generation system. So I know you did that before you set up the one that you've been referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And you found keyword phrases, right?
Right. I found free business plan format, because what I did, my whole purpose was the free business plan format.com, and is really a before the looking zone,
mm-hmm.
which in referral marketing, referral systems, is more about finding somebody before they even know they need you. And so I wanted to get people in the flow of my own sales flow or sales system before and start educating them and even help them,
mm-hmm.
is even starting a business the thing for them. And so that's what I do through my Get More Clients Now ebook, is I have a whole piece on, is this, is entrepreneurship right for me? And if they say yes, then they continue with that sales flow. And so you could have somebody on keywords and where they are in that process, I think, is mm-hmm. equally important, is understanding where they are in the decision process.
Exactly. Well, and the next step in a lead generation system is to, have those structures in place that can actually capture the lead. So, that generally means having an autoresponder, having a form that somebody can fill out.
Mm-hmm.
But the other piece of it is really, doing some homework and figuring out what is it that you can offer in exchange mm-hmm. for that. That email address. We don't give up our email address all that easy, because nobody wants more email, right?
Right.
But they are willing to to sign up for something that they really, really want. So it speaks to them. And the autoresponder is really just a quick little story. I talked with somebody, somebody who's thinking about working with me, and she had the beginning of the lead generation system, but the opt-in basically just, when I put my email address, it went to her private email.
Mm.
And then she had to manually send me the gift that she had offered. And she saw it come in. She didn't send it out for a couple of days. Then I opted in again before I talked to her, and she emailed me back and said, "Oh, I already sent that to you."
Mm.
So, that's, see, the beauty of the opt-in and the automatic, the automation, is that you have a series of messages that are programmed into the autoresponder that will, respond whether, no matter what you're doing.
Right.
Like,
Well, and you know, too, what's great about that is because you may not be working at the same time somebody else is, or sees your thing at 2, 3 in the morning. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But the other piece of that is I think the marketplace has changed, and people want instant. They want instant response because they've been conditioned for instant. And so by any delay, whether that's getting somebody a document or, you know, they're so used to pressing a button and seeing it, that I think that to have anything less is, in my opinion, they're going to question how legitimate you are as a business. Because they don't have that instant access.
Exactly. So it's, you know, we're in marketing, it's all about, you know, your image and your brand, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, giving your prospects what they want and what they look for is really important. So, you know, having your systems down, you know, that's what professional businesses and marketers are doing today. Mm-hmm.
The first step again was what?
To get found.
Get found. Now the second step was
to capture the contact information.
Okay. And now when capturing, though, that's not the only thing you want to capture is their name and email.
Well, you know, some people say, "Oh, well, let's put a form on where I can get their physical address, their mobile number, their, you know, all of these," and then that information is really great to have. But I'll tell you, the more you ask for in return for your gift, that gift better be like really awesome. You, if you're asking for their physical address, you need to be sending them something.
Right.
You know,
whether it's a CD or a hard copy book or something. Yeah.
Exactly. So. You know, once you have an email address, it's not that difficult to, you know, as you build trust.
Mm-hmm.
So they really have to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
To part with all of that information.
Right.
Because we're all getting, you know, so much, you know, telemarketing, you know, spamming, you know, all those kinds of contacts that, you know, we just don't want to get more of. So we're pretty cautious for the most part of handing out to somebody that we've just met, handing out that kind of information.
Now, what else, what other pieces of it is to capture? What else is important?
Well, so once they opt in, and this is a feature of the opt-in in the lead generation system that is unique to the Marketing Monsoon system, but you know, once they've opted in, want to take them to what I call an ask page. Okay, and you know, the only thing to do on that ask page, besides confirm the fact that they've, you know, opted in, is to ask them what's important. You know, I have to tell you that in itself is one of the most powerful ways that you can start developing a relationship with your list, and that's to ask them a question. You know, what's important to you? What's your biggest question about online lead generation or business plans or, you know, whatever your niche is and your topic is.
So what's your biggest struggle or even frustration?
I know somebody who's worked with my system for over a year now, you know, his ask page resulted in two requests for quotes.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, you know, that doesn't always happen. But, you know, when you, it's that cycle of reciprocity, you know, when you're asking what it is that, you know, you can do for them, you know, how you can help them, they often respond with, you know, it's really doing market research. If you think about it, you know, the more you know about your target market, the more you're able to provide them with what they really want and need.
What I love about it is it also gives it gives you other things that you can use in your other marketing mixes, whether it's blog marketing, video marketing that you do. You can take one of their frustrations and then write an article about it. that you might not ordinarily be thinking about, but because they gave you that information, and then you can always answer it on your blog, right? So they know somebody's looking at these questions that they're answering, because now they've got an answer on their blog, on your blog. And I think it really gives you some great material and ways to create product mm-hmm. that they will buy.
Right. I mean, they're telling you what the products that they want and need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Right. So number one, you want to get found, and you want to mm-hmm. make sure that you use some keywords that you'll get found. And these keywords aren't necessarily your company name, because people aren't looking for your company name. They're looking for a solution to their problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that's could be something completely separate. Number one, get found. Number two, you want to capture their information, whether that's their email or their what's important to them, what's important or the biggest struggle, biggest frustration.
Exactly.
Then what?
Okay, and then follow up. So it's actually, I mean, you might even think of it as, you know, part two to strategy number two. But follow-up is so important that I've made it its own strategy, because you how you follow up is extremely important. And the follow-up happens by putting sequenced messages into your autoresponder. You know, so for those of you who may not know what an autoresponder is, it's a little piece of software or script that's kind of in the background of your website. It takes the information they put in those opt-in forms and slots it into a database, and then triggers a series of messages. And most of us have experienced the email, you know, getting the email back, mm-hmm. You know, with the information. One of the things that's really cool these days is that you know, the autoresponders have really gotten smarter.
Mm-hmm.
So you can set up an autoresponder for a conditional response. So, you know, they do this and they get, you know, something, you know, related to what they asked for. But, you know, you can also, you know, we're also very familiar with email as an autoresponder. And, you know, a lot of people don't read their emails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can also do autoresponders now with text messages,
mm-hmm.
voicemail, you know, voicemail messages, postcards, you know, so there's so many different ways that you can set up those messages to go out, you know, at intervals after, you know, someone signed up, but you can also set them to go out at a time that you choose, you know, that, mm-hmm. you know, goes out to everybody on your list, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just a very, very nice automated way of keeping in touch with, you know, the people who are, you know, now becoming your tribe, you know, becoming your followers, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and again, it goes back to that, you know, only about 20% of the leads are actually followed up on. This automatically allows you to follow up. And I've got a really interesting story that happened. A gentleman that went to one of my speaking engagements came up to me afterwards, and he said, you know, I really want to introduce you to somebody, because I really think that there's a lot of synergy between you and this other person, which happened to be, I think it was his boss that he wanted me to, and yeah, it was his boss that he wanted me to introduce, and he says, I really think there's a lot of synergy between you two. Well, as a matter of fact, he signed up for my e-zine to get my e-zine each week, my training videos each week. So I have these autoresponders that automatically follow up with people, and it has a series of messages. He received one of those messages, and he said, most people don't follow up with me, but he received the message before I actually had a physical chance to email him. So it was coming from me, except it was through the autoresponder, not me personally, but he thought I was physically following up with him
mm-hmm.
because it just asked him, hey, how you doing? And I usually do that a couple of days after they download the ebook. What's great about that is that know, the system was working just as it should, even before I had a chance to email him back. So when he did, I responded, you know, live and in person. And I said, yes, I would still like to, you know, meet your boss, that kind of thing. And we did, and we've got a great relationship going. It's actually one of those really great strategic relationships. But this goes to your point, Jane, about you've got to follow up. And even if you have the systems that do the follow-up for you, even better, because, again, you can be doing other things, and it can be doing the leverage and really leveraging your time, your energy, and your resources.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's also really important to say something about, you know, the content of what you are sending mm-hmm. in your follow-up email. So understand that people, people who have opted in are looking for something. They're looking for some content of value that you've offered them. So, you know, it's really bad form to then just, you know, send them a bunch of advertisements or buy my stuff, mm-hmm. you know. You know, so you want to kind of, I mean, it's not a bad thing to send offers, but you want to make sure that there's a balance.
Yeah.
And by balance, you know, I use the 80-20 rule.
Mm-hmm.
There's always an 80-20 rule for something, isn't
yeah.
there? So in this case, the 80-20 rule is 80% of what you're sending out should be the valuable content, the educational, the pre-education, the, you know, things that are really going to be helpful mm-hmm. to your lead. And then 20% can be, you know, informing them further about what you have to offer
mm-hmm.
and actually, you know, and actually having a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that could be 80% of the email. You know, you could tack a little piece on the end of it. Don't forget, I got, you know, this and this and this. Or it could be a whole email with, you know, with a vague announcement and an offer in it. But you really want to be careful about what you send because, you know, the thing about opt-in is that they also have the opportunity to opt out.
Mm-hmm.
So if they ever feel like you're being too pushy,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're pushing stuff on them, then you're going to lose people. And, you know, sometimes you'll lose people anyway because, you know, they just realize that, you know, it wasn't what they thought it was. But,
mm-hmm.
but you know, you don't want to drive people off your list because you're not really doing what you said you were going to do, which is to give them, you know, value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's a really great point, is not only when they opt in and you have their information, now creating a systematic way to stay in touch with them, keep in touch, that's high content, high value. Or at
mm-hmm.
least, yeah. And it doesn't have to be long to be high value, right?
No. Well, and you can also continue on the conversation because we talked about, you know, asking at opt-in, asking a question, you know, what's important to you. But you want to continue to engage,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether this is on in your social media or with your list. You want to continue to engage with them and you know, ask their opinion. You know, I'm thinking about doing, you know, think about writing a book or, you know, bringing out a system about this. You know, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so your list can be, you know, a really valuable resource for you in really growing your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else can you share about the follow-up step? And if I could interject for just one quick second.
Sure.
To one of your points earlier, and I want you to finish your thought there, but one of your points earlier was, making, it doesn't have to be long to be effective, and we were
right.
talking about that. One other key thing is you also don't want to make it long. I had somebody where I opted in, and I, you know, it was like a 3-page email about
right.
all of these call to actions, and I'm thinking to myself, dude,
yeah.
you know, connect with me on social media and go here and go here. And I'm thinking, you know, it really was confusing and too way too long. So even
right.
if you sort out
That's a really
those,
good point.
Yeah, even if you sort out those emails to shorter, you know, let's connect on LinkedIn or let's connect on Facebook. And then, you know, a week later, you know, eventually getting them, you know, connecting with them on all the social media sites, but not, mm-hmm. you know, two pages all at once. I mean, how do
right.
you feel about that? Yeah.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, it's an email. First of all, you should have really one thing for them to do in an email.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm guilty. I'm probably guilty of this myself. But, you know, when you have, you know, too many things to look at, too many points, people get confused. And when, you know, brain gets confused, what it does is it shuts down or it goes off and does something else.
Right.
So you lose their attention.
Right.
So, you know, it's part of it is learning. It's a skill that you develop over time to learn how to really write a message that, you know, one is going to, you know, the people are going to read. There's also a skill in writing a subject line that, you know, people are actually going to open, because so many times, you know, emails come in and, you know, you think, oh, I know what that is. I'll read it later. You know, in the meantime, a billion more emails come in and, of course, you don't read it later. But you want to write a subject line that really kind of intrigues them, so they, you know, so they open it up. And that's one of the things that we measure in terms of the effectiveness of an autoresponder, effectiveness of a lead generation system, is how many of your messages are getting opened and responded to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of the suggestions, maybe one or two tips that you have about effective subject lines that people will open?
Mm-hmm. Well, short is better, but asking a question is, you know, is really helpful. Most autoresponders give you the opportunity to personalize. Mm-hmm. So by that, you know, put their first name in. So people tend to their eyes tend to go to their name. So if you put, you know, if you put their name in the subject line with a, you know, with a tag, and you can do that so that, you know, it doesn't say your name, it says the person's name who's getting the message. But if you use their name, they're more likely to open it. You know, say something provocative, or, you know, relate to the news, you know, that's going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, today.
Yeah.
So. One of the, I'm doing a newsletter for a window washer,
mm-hmm.
you know, window cleaning mm-hmm. company, and actually got him to open up his own email. the subject line was, about Spider-Man washing, you know, so Spider-Man is washing windows.
Oh.
And you know, it's like, what is, you know, what's this about Spider-Man? Well, it came from a news article, actually. And, you know, the way to do this is just kind of, you know, search Google News and see if there's something, use your keyword phrase and see if there's something that's related to what you're doing. But it wasn't, but, you know, maybe a week or two before I put this out, that the window washers in a children's hospital mm-hmm. had dressed up as superheroes.
Oh.
So there's a picture of Spider-Man, you know, on the front of this hospital, you know, washing windows and waving to the kids.
And so they put that as a subject matter, the subject line, and when you opened up the email, did it have that picture in it or a link to that article?
It had a link to the article. It had I didn't have the picture, although that would have been great. But it had a link to the article and you know, explain, you know, what we meant by that. So you kind of had to open the email to find out what that was all about.
Okay. Wow. Great. So we have number one, get found. Number two, capture. Whether it's their name and email, you want to capture that. It's permission based, so you never want to add anybody to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a really big thing, I think, by the way, while we're sort of summarizing these. A lot of people get a system, right, and
mm-hmm.
what they think is a lead generation system, which is really, as you know, a list building system, because it doesn't have that important ask in it. but and they add people to it. And I just want to emphasize that, even though I've emphasized this on my blog and my training videos, if you have the system, do not ever, ever, cardinal rule, ever add anybody to the system. Again, if they have requested it, let's say you don't have a system to get people in there, but they sign a form and you do a raffle or a drawing and they give you their name and email, on that form you want to make sure if you're speaking, you say you're going to be added to my email list and they give their permission to do that. That's okay because they're still getting your permission to do it. But never get somebody's card and think that that's permission to add them to your system because it is not.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted
it
to
really
point that out.
People off.
Yeah. Well, and like I've said, it's like every time they receive an email from you, it'll conjure up feelings of resentment rather than something they're looking forward to.
Exactly.
And so I think in that whole capture piece, again, you want to be focused completely on the prospect. So you want to make sure you ask them and honor them where they're at. What is your biggest problem, your frustration, your struggle? What's most important? And then the subject matter. And then, of course, number three, which is follow-up. And making sure that there's a systematic process and marketing plan for following up. And like you said, it could be either online or now with mobile technology, people are responding to texts and engaging with texts far more than they are with email.
Yeah, that's so true.
So any other pieces to the lead generation system that that you want to talk about?
Well, that's basically it. I mean, there's so many. We think about a lead generation system as a website, but there are so many other ways these days to capture leads.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you talked about getting at a speaking engagement, you have a raffle or you get people to fill out a form. And so one of the things that I know what you and I are doing together is that you have a system that allows people to text their name and their email address to a phone number, and they're getting into your list.
Yeah, they're getting and that's been amazing to have that. So we've done it actually two ways. Number one, a QR code. So anybody that has one of the smartphones can literally, as it's shining up there on the PowerPoint slide, they can scan that code, immediately get to a site that they can then put their name and email, or text to a phone number, their name and email address, that's it, in the text piece, and they will automatically be sent a copy of the PowerPoint slides, which has been really great and automatically gets them into the system and signed up for the e-zine that they get the free training videos on. And what's really nice about that too is, saving trees from an environmental standpoint because they automatically get the slides. And number two, as a speaker, you're already hauling things, product and things to the event anyway. It's one less thing to remember to copy, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, it makes it just so convenient to get everybody enrolled in that process, because a lot of people want the slides, right? So so they're willing to give you their name and email.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it also saves you work after the event, because then you don't have to go or have your assistant go in and enter all those names into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And by texting, they're giving you permission. I think one of the operational words here is permission.
Yes.
They have to give you permission, and there's a number of ways to do that. When they put their name, they put their name in the website. often there's a double, what they call a double opt-in or confirmation step. But with the, when they're opting in with a text message through a telephone number, they've they've put that information in with their phone number, so you can track it back to them. Mm-hmm. And that's important because, and the other reason why you don't want to, you know, just put people in is because there is one, besides the fact that it upsets people, is that they're lost about spamming, which is why most autoresponders, you know, their companies won't let you take your list from Outlook and just upload it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't really know where that list is coming from, and whether you've had, you know, gotten permission from all those people to send them an email. You know, and it's, I think it's a $10,000 fine per email.
Yeah.
So you have to be really careful with
that. You really do, and people are getting very frustrated, and it may not, you know, you may make one mistake, and they'll take it out on you because of all the other people. So you want to make sure you do it right the first time, so they don't sort of take it out on you, you know, that you know, you did this to them and get reported. Now, Jane, I know a number of people have also asked me more about the resources to help business owners at any level really master the lead generation system.
Mm-hmm.
And for people, of course, that went through the Entrepreneurial Edge Systems self-study program or even attended the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, they got our handy-dandy, wonderful template that we co-created on lead generation. Of course, that's available. But I know there is a lot of people who say, you know what, I just need to get this done, or maybe I need some extra help in getting it done. So tell us a little bit about the resources that you offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I get into the, you know, the bigger resource, just want people to know that there. One of the things I did was create four short videos to help people, you know, get this concept of lead generation a little more.
Mm.
And so that's available at ehowtogetmoreclients.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, from that, you know, over the last year, I've really worked hard to put together a program for small business owners, because I know that you know, a lot of times small business owners don't, you know, when they're kind of at the stage, in the growth stage that they're at, they don't have thousands of dollars to have to hire a consultant to come in and create something like this. So, but they also, you know, like you said, may not have the, you know, the skills to take that template that we provided and just go ahead and do it. So I created something called the More Clients Alliance,
mm-hmm.
and this is a 12-month program where I, you know, take people step by step through the template. Through, in fact, module one, there is tutorials that you and I created together.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, someone's on the fast track and they say, "Oh, I know what this is and I know how to do this and I just, you know, I just need a little bit of, you know, support, a little bit of help," you know, they can get all that in, even in module one. But through the rest of the 12 months, we're going to help people do things like narrow their target market, you know, figure out what their niche is, figure out their keywords, write content, you know, write what I call sizzling content, so that they have, so they're able to attract and really get the message, you know, that resonates with their ideal client. Where I'm going to spend 2 months on how to use WordPress. You know, so you can create any type of website with WordPress, but we're going to specifically look at how you create a lead generation website so that it gets found by Google and that is collecting, you know, those, or capturing leads as we were just describing. I'll show you how to use autoresponders and, you know, how to craft the messages in those autoresponders. So all, you know, during this whole 12-month process, you're taking, you know, you can go at, you know, whatever pace you want, but you're taken step by step through tutorials. We have expert webinars every month on a topic for that module. And I also have a mentoring webinar every month as well, where I work with one member one-on-one.
Mm.
So, you know, everybody's there and gets to ask questions, but one person kind of gets my, you know, individual attention that month. And we found that it's been very valuable for the people who are listening as well as for the person who gets to sit in the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
So
and what I love about it too, Jane, is, once you learn how to do a lead generation system, you can replicate the process.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. So, you know, you can pay, you know, a lot of money to have somebody do one, or you can learn to, you know, do it yourself and, you know, learn to fish instead of, you know, having somebody provide you with a meal.
Now, there's two ways to be able to take advantage of the More Clients Alliance. One is if you go into the Success Circle, then you can go under announcements, and at the very end of the announcements, it says, do you need help with your lead generation system? That's one way to mm-hmm. to get in. The other one is you also have a bit.ly link, a shortened link that you have, right? Is that,
right.
that bit.ly,
right.
It's B as in boy, IT, dot L-Y, / MCA members. MCA members, M as in Mary, CA members. So bit.ly, bit.ly, / MCA members, and you'll get, and what are they going to find when they get there?
Okay, so they're going to find a fairly long page explanation of what, you know, more about the success, more about the More Clients Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have an opportunity to subscribe monthly, and with it'll say success, welcome Success Circle members. So if you decide to subscribe monthly, you'll have the opportunity to subscribe for 1 month for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's $67 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So when you subscribe monthly, you know, you don't pay, you know, when you subscribe, and then you'll start to be billed $67 after 30 days. So the other opportunity is to become a lifetime member.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pay $67 for, you know, 11 months, or you can become a lifetime member. Now, the lifetime membership on the website, as you'll see, is $497.
Mm-hmm.
Today, to the Success Circle, I'm offering $100 off the lifetime membership. So that's not an annual billing. That's you pay one price and, you know, you can go in there as much as you want for as long as you want.
Wow. Wow. That is really nice, Jane. And is there a special code that they need to use
yes.
for that? Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Okay. The code is Success Circle. So when you click on the button to order now, it will take you to the shopping cart, and you, there's a little box where you put in the code Success Circle.
Wow. So
okay.
you mean a lifetime. So they can one time, and they have lifetime access.
That's right.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
As long as the internet exists.
They will have lifetime access to your More Clients
right.
Alliance. Okay.
Great.
Wow, great. That is very generous of you. And what I want to emphasize is that once you learn this, you replicate it over and over again. So you can. I have more than one lead generation system, right? Because there are going to be people that maybe I capture in different parts of growing their business. So I would have a different type of product for based on where they're at. So that's what I love about lead generation is you can have multiple ones, and then they can all eventually lead them to your main site, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're capturing
right.
them based on the keyword, so it's organic traffic working for you.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But I just wanted to emphasize that, yes, I mean, many people have more than one target market, and I get that, you know, kind of like, well, wait a minute, I like working with this group too, so how do I do that with one lead generation system? My suggestion is that you have a lead generation system for each target market so you can talk to them very specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And with the More Clients Alliance, of course, you can learn how to do it once and then, as you say, replicate it, you know, as many times as you want.
Yeah. Any parting thoughts, Jane? Any parting tip or thoughts?
Well, I just, I'm so passionate about online lead generation, and there's so much opportunity there. There's, so many people leaving so much business on the table because they're, you know, because they don't, they're not using these strategies. So
right.
I really hope that, you know, the people who are here on the call today in the Success Circle really move forward. And however you're going to do it, use the template that you gave them at the Wake Up Profitable event. But one way or the other, get moving on, you know, getting that lead generation process together, because it really is going to make a difference in your business.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Wonderful way, wonderful parting thought. I completely agree. Jane, thank you so much for being here on the Success Circle Business Accelerator call. Really do appreciate you sharing your expertise.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
And I want to thank everybody for coming, all the Success Circle members. This has been your Business Accelerator call, and so glad you could make it. And we will see you next month, a different topic, but the same time. So thank you all for coming, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.